Joe Xavier's symptoms began on November 22nd, according to his sister Donna Xavier Fancy Boy. Within a day, she said, his skin had changed color from lack of oxygen.
Already blue and fighting to breathe.
Xavier Fancy Boy, a former health aide, said her brother's oxygen levels were at 38% when he arrived at the health clinic. That's less than half of what a healthy person should be. He was immediately hooked up to two oxygen concentrators and a medevac was activated. But the plane never came. His sister says the weather conditions never gave him a chance to get to a hospital.
Windy, raining, fog. They even called the military to try to pick him up with a Black Hawk. But the weather just wasn't cooperating even for the military.
On November 25th, 2 days after he entered the clinic, Joe Xavier took in his last difficult breaths. By his side was his mother, Tekla Xavier.
Told him that we love him. Rest in peace and pray for us.
It was a little past midnight when Bobby Heckman, the health aide, began to sing Slavic songs, Xavier's favorite. Heckman says Xavier sat himself up with his remaining strength to listen.
He was trying to bob his head up and down, move his arms up and kick his legs like he was trying to follow the music, you know. It made me sad, but then I thought he'd want me to sing good to him, so I held in my cry and continued singing for him.
When the song was over, Heckman says Xavier asked to lay down.
So when he took his last breath, so like he kind of knew that he was going to go.
Xavier Fancy Boy said her brother was put into a body bag and placed in a Connex container. The family was not allowed to bring him home or wash him or change his clothes. He was buried the next day, with many community members in attendance outdoors. Xavier Fancy Boy said her father took Joe's death especially hard.
He wanted a proper funeral for him, but we couldn't. This damn virus. We couldn't say goodbye to him. We couldn't be there for him.
Xavier Fancy Boy described her brother as someone who was always there for his community. He was a former firefighter who traveled around the state. During the pandemic, he worked as one of the village's patrollers, making sure people were being safe and staying home. His sister said he was always smiling, no matter what.
He was most kind-hearted. He loved all my kids. He was dedicated to the church. He never drank. He never smoked. He was pure of heart.
But Joe Xavier may have been more susceptible to the coronavirus. When he was a baby, Xavier Fancy Boy said he had a life-threatening case of pneumonia.
And he was in a coma for about 3 to 4 months. His brain was deprived from oxygen.
Respiratory issues are common among Alaska Natives. In a 2004 study published by the American College of Chest Physicians, 40% of Alaska Native children in the YK Delta reported having a chronic respiratory disease. And analysis by the State Health Department shows that 2 out of 3 Alaska adults have underlying health conditions that increase their chances of serious illness from COVID-19. The coronavirus has hit the Xavier family particularly hard. Xavier Fancy Boy and her mother both tested positive, and another brother experienced symptoms although he wasn't tested. Their youngest sister checked into the health clinic with a severe case of COVID-19 a day after her brother Joe did. Xavier Fancy Boy said her sister waited 3 days in pilot station before being medevaced to Bethel.
It compromised her whole left lung.
Normally, Xavier Fancy Boy says her family takes care of each other when they're sick. Not being able to is part of what hurt her the most about her brother Joe's loss.
We couldn't be there for him. We couldn't hold his hand. People need to take this virus seriously. If they don't want to go through what we're going through, what we went through, they need to stay home and be there for each other.
Joe Xavier died at 1:25 a.m. on November 25th. He was 37 years old. His youngest sister is still at the Bethel Hospital on a ventilator. Pneumonia has entered both her lungs. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.